The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. We are so happy that you have tuned in, that you are ready and anxious as I am to hear what my guest today has to say. We want to welcome all of our listeners, and we want to thank you for choosing Spirituality 101 as one of the forums. I'm sure we're one of the forums as that is facilitating your spiritual growth on this journey, and we are honored to be of service. Spirituality 101 is presented as the missing college course, the course that would have afforded us an opportunity to explore our spirituality. But since it was not offered in college, we here at Spirituality 101 have decided to make the information available. We bring you tools of transformation. We are attempting to bring you another perspective, just another perspective, on life on this spiritual journey, this very spiritual journey called life. And we also bring to you interviews with people who are experts in spirituality, people who are walking along the path, people who have much to say about what they have learned, what they have experienced, and how perhaps they may have been able to move into more authentic living. Today I have a guest. And my guest is returning to Spirituality 101. He was on Spirituality 101 before. He has just written a book. And he's inviting us, let's celebrate, is the invitation that Hollis Lashley sends to you in an upbeat, optimistic selection of literary meditations. The name of the book is Gifts from the Heart. It is his first book. And it's a volume that expresses, it exudes spirituality at its best. What I find very interesting about it is it's one of the most interesting things. It's its dedication to all those in the universe who are seeking truth despite the different places of worship that we may attend. It's a very all-inclusive book, and as I said, it speaks to the heart of spirituality, and it really, really is my extreme pleasure to welcome back to the show Hollis Lashley, psychologist and now author. Hollis, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Norma, and I am exceedingly glad that you have invited me on the program, and again, it's my pleasure to be here once again.
It's a joyous occasion. I want to say congratulations on your first book. I am sure it's the first of many more to come.
Well, definitely, I have the intention, as long as I'm here, to be able to produce some more work. I am gratified by the responses I'm getting from friends and many other people who read the book, and it has just fueled me to express as many more of these ideas as I can before my transition.
Hmm. How how is it going? I know you've had a couple of book signings, and I attended one of them, which was very, very well done, and I really, really enjoyed the whole energy. It's one thing to read the book. It's a whole other level to be present when all that energy is beautiful spiritual energy surrounds a reading, and I have been blessed to be able to do that. So how is the promotion going, and how are you finding this new role in your life?
Right. Well, it is gratifying, exciting, sometimes disappointing, but however, it is a learning experience that I treasure and which I know is going to be a valuable resource for me. The promotional ideas are moving along slowly in the sense that I have to discover how to reach out to various groups. There are lots of people out there who are assisting in the process. I have upcoming events in a number of places. And as these ideas and these places come to fruition, I'm going to be, you know, putting it out on the internet and so on. But I'm getting a lot of help from places that I didn't expect to get help from. And, of course, I'm getting disappointments and some places I expected to be helped by. But it is all good in the sense that it is helping me to grow and to understand that those who love you are not fooled by mistakes you make or any darkness you hold about yourself. And so it is clearing me to the realization that the universe has 360 degrees of freedom, and I'm going to enjoy every one of those degrees.
I like that. The universe has 360 degrees of freedom. Enjoy them all. Wow.
Yes.
Now, the foreword to this book was written by a dear friend of mine and yours, Dr.
Yes.
Iliad Paris.
Yes, sir.
And if I may be allowed.
Yes, you may.
To impinge on your reading here, I'd like to read something that Dr. Paris says here that it's so commanding. It kind of commands our attention. And in the foreword of the book, Dr. Paris writes, in all of these pieces, the author talks, sometimes he talks of God. Sometimes he talks to God, and sometimes he talks as God. There is a spirituality that infuses the whole volume. Most of it is general enough to engage all of us, no matter what faith we hold or what specific religion or denomination we embrace. But the specific religious references are to the symbols of the Christian faith, which the author dispenses like a true priest or pastor. That is fascinating reading and provides, for me, food for thought. But I would like to take you to what he says here, that there is a spirituality that infuses the whole volume. And I'm assuming here that that spirituality comes from the threads of your own life. So tell me, how did you grow all this spirituality? What kind of experiences have you had?
Well, let me first say that I have had to make some conscious decisions as to where I am going to place my efforts in terms of my life. I have had several opportunities, of course, to pursue the materialistic aspect of this world. But I, somewhere in the past, somewhere in terms of my teachings, somewhere in terms of the voices that sing within me, I have been motivated to try to find out who I am, to delve deep within my consciousness, to come to grips with some of those voices that I hear, some of the ideas that flow through me. In fact, this idea has been captured to me eloquently in a piece of work by James Gillette Freeman, who says, angels sing in me. I rush to write down what I hear. I carry a pad and pencil everywhere, for this singing may come at any hour in any place.
Yeah.
I must get it down quickly and turn it into words and phrases before it passes away. And again, that is just to quote a little from his work, angels sing in me. And I've always been fascinated by two things in my life, the love of psychology, thinking about what you know, human beings, why we do what we do, what is it that motivates us, and poetry, which to me is a language in itself that serves to encapsulate some higher thought patterns, some powerful words and principles, and try to distill it into as few words as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a mouthful, but very clear. So you've been on this spiritual journey, and what I'm hearing is that you started off trying to find yourself.
Definitely.
Have you found yourself?
Well, this is what is beautiful about it. You always are in the process of finding yourself. As long as the now unfolds, that is what I think we are responsible to do. Find ourselves, find the parts of ourselves that are healthy, and grow those healthy parts rather than speaking from our woundedness. And very many of us are wounded. And later on, I think I will refer to a piece which I wrote called Wounds. So I am trying to find the healthy parts of my existence and to utilize that to impact this world rather than the other way around.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How does this spiritual, this heightened spiritual awareness that you walk with, how does that fit in with the everyday mundaneness of life?
Well, number one, I have noticed that that label that we put on life as mundane is a self-imposed label. It really is self-imposed because I am very joy-filled and happy moment to moment. You see, we tend to buy into this materialistic aspect that you got to go somewhere else on vacation to enjoy yourself. I don't. I have a wonderful time just sitting in my living room, looking out at the foliage and the greenery, reading an ordinary piece of work, just laughing at the mistakes we make as human beings. I look at myself in the drama of life and the exchanges with other people with the full realization that this is a dramatic act that we ought to see from another perspective than being just caught up in all the activity. Life is great to me, a wonderful experience, something in which I can travel to any part of this universe and the world and see the beauty that lies within me. You know, in other words, you know, eventually we go weary of seeking treasures outside ourselves, according to Mr. Cohen, and we begin to look within. There we discover that the gold we are seeking is already there within us.
I like that. The gold that we are seeking already lies
within us. Yes.
How much work did it take to get you to this joyous place you speak of?
It is not how much work did it take. How much work does it take? It is the beauty of what I understand spiritually to be. It is a journey. It is not a destination. It is, you know, we talk about success, and many of us, we spout our little accomplishments, the little pieces of paper that we have as being it. We have counselors who can't even counsel themselves, doctors who are unhealed. We have advisors who don't know one thing about advising themselves. We have a lot of people who spout titles and all the other things that seem to make up who we are when it has nothing to do with the reality of what we put out every day. We cannot give what we do not have.
Ooh, stop there and say that slowly. We cannot give what? We do not, I say, possess.
Yes, right.
One has to be in possession before one can give away what one has discovered. And of course, I am sure you have discovered it, that the more we give,
is the more we get.
Space we create,
yes,
so that we can receive.
And that to me,
at a break,
yes.
And as I can hear, they're signaling out us out on the very first break.
Yes, ma'am.
So my listeners, do not go away. Callers, do not go away. We'll be right back.
Certainly.
Spirituality 101. And I'm Reverend Norma, and we will be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101. As we are broadcasting live, feel free to call in with if you have a question or you have a comment for my guest today. Feel free to call us on 1-866-472-5795. 1-866-472-5795. Back to Hollis Lashley.
Yes, ma'am.
Hollis, I have, of course, read the book.
I know that.
And
yes.
I have, of course, been very impressed. And I have a favorite in the book.
Yes, ma'am.
And my favorite is The Center. And can I ask you to share with my readers The Center?
Sure. The Center. That center within you is God at the source. A point which is changeless, a truth-filled resource. There, God becomes you in that mysterious place, flowing out from within, energized by God's grace. You are a center of life, and wherever you are life manifest, Christ within, never far. Therefore, let your life flow from within. That's the key. Just let God be the source, bringing prosperity.
Thank you. The energy that flows with that is just very beautiful. And I have a question. I have a million questions. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds before I leave this planet, I will have a question. And I'm not so sure if this is a question or if this is just a statement. I have found in my own a journey, in the spiritual journey called life, I have run into a lot of people who feel that, whether temporarily or permanently, they seem to feel that they have to let go of some of the images that they may have been given in their religious walk when they begin the spiritual journey. And sometimes I find that people will frequently feel that they have to let go of notions of God or Christ or Buddha or whatever it is that was important in their religious journey. They feel sometimes they have to let go of that in order to grow more fully. And I think what strikes me about the center is the fact that it is an acknowledgement that at the center of all of our growth, etc., there is this God force.
Well, certainly. And I think that one of the misunderstandings about religion is the fact that many of us hold on to these little pieces of truth, and we think that that is the whole. So that is what causes the confusion. That's what causes the wars. The Muslims are against the Hindus, but we are all expressing the same thing. I've heard you say several times that all paths lead to God.
That's right.
And if we cannot acknowledge that whatever images we have of this godness, it has to be a centralized part of our belief system which empowers us to do the good that particular belief system can allow us to do.
And that Say that again. It empowers?
Whatever belief system we have, it should be utilized to empower us to do the good which that system embodies, not at the exclusion of anybody else's belief, but it should be an open door through which we can move into the freedom of loving, of giving, of being positive. And that is the mistake we make. We have a lot of people who spout Christian principles, and they hate their fellow men. They do not act nicely towards their fellow men. So whom are we fooling? What are we doing with these images? And I think that is where we as individuals must delve deep within ourselves to understand and to activate those positive principles of which we are capable.
Ah, I like that. I like the way you put that. I like the way you put that, that we're trying to open doorways.
Yes,
we're attempting to step through doors. And whatever images we may have been given, every single one is one of those major keys that will turn the lock and release the doorway through which we can step to the next level of consciousness.
Definitely. I mean, there are so many beautiful pieces of wisdom floating around in the universe. When you read Paramahansa Yogananda, who is an Eastern mystic, when you read his work, you are transported into realms of beauty and joyousness coming from an Eastern philosophy. When you read Khalil Gibran, who has come from a totally different society, who is angered by some of the practices of his particular geographical area, but nevertheless he still is able to expound some of these beliefs in words and phrases that transport you into religious ecstasy. You have the Gautama Buddha, you have Martin Luther King Jr., Jesus the Christ, Mahatma Gandhi, people who have spouted wisdom throughout the ages, and we are unaware of all this spiritual wisdom that is floating around. I mean, it's there.
Yes, it's there, and each piece, each line, each sentiment is another key to opening up the many mansions that
Definitely.
Are ahead of us. How about Breakout?
Oh, Breakout. Okay. Now, Breakout, interestingly, when I did Breakout, it was a performance with drums.
Wow.
And it was a performance with drums, and the second paragraph is really like a chorus. So one of these days, perhaps in Circle, you'll hear Breakout with its rhythmic interpretation. But
okay.
For now, Breakout.
I'll hold you to that.
Definitely. Breakout. That thing is only appearance. There is no truth to this. Although it may seem tragic, how it looks, I must dismiss. I am made in the mastered image. I am not meant to do without. And I know the one life and power shows me now the way to break out. If you do not like the appearance, break out. If the relationship is not working, break out. If you are lacking in love or finances, break out. If you think you're missing out on life's chances, break out. If you really want it to happen, you believe it with all your heart. As long as it will not hurt another, decide now that you'll make a start. Let the one mind, one presence, one power fill up your consciousness with love. When you make your idea to be dominant, it will be done on earth as above. And again, we go back to the chorus. No, back to the verse. God is not about punishing mankind. He has not ever made any trash. God has made us in his perfection to make progress and not to crash. When you learn to do work from the inside, what you see will be who you are. Look inside. There you'll find your freedom. Trust in him will take you afar. And I'm going to read the last verse now. When first you awake in the morning, let your first thought be about God. Know that your thoughts are always unfolding, either as love or as discord. You don't have to depend on magic. Know your spirit is of the truth. You can now change your life for better. God made us to subdue the brute. And the brute is some of the brutishness that lies within us.
So give me the chorus again.
Yes. Yes. The chorus goes, if you do not like the experience, break out.
Break out.
If the relationship is not working, break out. If you are lacking in love or finances, break out. If you think you're missing out on life chances, break out. And that breakout refers to breaking out of the mentality that has us where we are in the first place. Yes.
We are what we think.
Think about every...
We are expressing our belief systems into the universe. We're broadcasting our belief systems into the universe.
Right.
What you're encouraging us here to do is take another perspective, take another look. And if you don't like what you see, break out.
There we go. And another thing about that statement you made about our universe, there are no secrets in the universe. And many of us think that the appearance we put to the world fools the world. The point is that the reason why there are no secrets is because we are part of the law and we know when we do wrong.
Mm-hmm. We also celebrate when we do that which is right.
Definitely.
And we certainly cherish the moments when we grow.
There we go. Of course.
Cherish the moments as we grow, as we walk along this journey.
Yes, ma'am.
What else do you have for us today?
I didn't hear that. What did you?
What else do you have for us today?
Oh, well, I have this other piece that you like, the poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I can't remember specifically where I was when I wrote this, but I know it was after some deep thought process. It goes like this. I may not know the poet, but I am the poem. Started eons ago in some unknown place and some forgotten time. I can only express those countless messages which have been experienced by my consciousness. I may not know the poet, but I am the poem, with words indelibly carved into the life force of my very cells. Words which speak of countless races and generations past, I reverberate with thoughts which of myself I can never formulate. I am the dreams of my ancestors made manifest. I am the poem.
Wonderful. Like to take your thought to, three words. Generations.
Yes.
Past.
Uh-huh.
Ancestors.
Yes, yes. Words
and as you can see, they're queuing us out.
Yes.
But we'll come back to these words in that poem.
Yes,
generations.
Ma'am.
Past. Ancestors. Mm-hmm. Don't go away. We're talking about poems and words and meditations that are deeply spiritual with my guest, Hollis Lashley. I'm Reverend Norma, and we will be right back.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network. We'll be right back.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I am Reverend Norma, and today we are exploring deeply, deeply spiritual words and thoughts and meditations that have been presented or put out in a book called Gifts from the Heart, that was authored by my guest, Hollis Lashley. And Hollis has been sharing with us some readings from the book, as well as some of his interpretations and perhaps spiritual understanding that he has arrived at, that has allowed him to write such beautiful, beautifully moving words and meditations that help us to understand this spiritual journey better. But Hollis, I'd like to come back to you. You just read to us as a poem.
Yes, I the poem.
I am the poem.
Yes.
And there were three words that jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
Generations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ancestors.
Yes.
And the past.
Right.
And I wanted to just drop a thought here.
Yes.
And that thought is, we carry within us, deep at the core of our spiritual selves, we carry codes,
yes,
inherent codes, as it carry information that relates to the generations before us, particularly the file that we can most easily access is
right.
The file that contains information on the immediate three generations before us, because they have influenced our lives so phenomenally. And standing here, we're creating codes that we will pass on to the three generations behind us. And so I wanted to know, what influenced your insertion of those three words into your poem?
Well, again, when I spoke about myself as the poem, it was from a perspective of having been created through the same energies that was transmitted by my ancestors. And you did mention three generations past and three generations to come. But I believe that there is some semblance of residue from all our generations to counteract your interpretation. And I say so to say that all of us contain some of the best genetic material and come from the best parts of who we are, who we have been, who our ancestors have been.
Yes.
The secret, though, is in our accessing those healthy parts of our genes. When we get caught up in the system, the education and the other systems, very often there is not a focus on that positive aspect of who we are. And that is why I believe you can go to any backward place, any primitive tribe, and there is going to be an individual or a few individuals who have the capacity to break out of the circumstances. Let us go back to our present president. It had to have had some genetic predisposition to understand this society enough so that he could have made an impact in terms of his ideas, and the impact would have been powerful enough to change the prevailing modes and views of many people, including the whole of the society. And therefore, that is where the spirituality comes in terms of our ability to access the best within us and to utilize the principles and knowledge to change our world in positive ways.
Wow, that's a mouthful. That is a powerful spiritual mouthful. So what I'm hearing you saying through your writings, through your meditations, and through your teachings, that we have to constantly push forward, seeking to engage the best, the most beautiful, and the most awe-inspiring that lies locked within those codes, so that we can release them and allow them to push us forward.
Definitely.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Definitely, but not only that. We, too, get caught up in the symbolism of who we are rather than in the spirit of what we do.
Oh, say that again.
We get caught up in the symbolism of who we are rather than in the spirit of what we do. And we do not fool the universe because the universe knows.
We get caught up in the spirit. We get caught up in the
symbolism.
It carries a symbol. It carries a title. It carries an awareness.
Yes.
It carries
yes.
an expectation.
Right.
And we get, what you're saying is, we get caught up in these things.
Yes.
And while we're caught up in these things, what we are missing is that last line you just
yes.
gave.
Yeah, what we do is not in keeping with our spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's all right. It's all right from the perspective that there are no secrets, and the universe deals out what we put into the soil of the law. So everything is fair. And the other thing about
and the good news is,
yes.
the good news is,
yes.
we live in an age when there is all this information available to us. We live at a time when there are all these tools of transformation available
right.
to us. We live in times that have made us more conscious than any other race
right.
Walking the earth in
right.
the past. So the good news is there is every opportunity to change.
Right. And I would add one little caveat to that. Another part of the good news is that when you truly understand your spiritual self, then you are able to step back without judgment and to still love those who do not see the love within themselves.
Repeat that again for me. There's yes. power in repetition.
Yes. Again, you the spirituality comes out into practice when we are able to understand that even those who do not love themselves need our love. And we have to love them and not sit in judgment.
Beautifully said. Beautifully yes. said. What else do you have for us today?
Well, I have a book of things, but let me just share with you another piece that that I believe that you like, and that is a piece called Spirit Alive.
That is true.
Yes, Spirit Alive. You are not made for failure, friend, no matter where you are. There is no fate meant for defeat. You are greater than far than what you think or have been told or what your past has been. Within you lies all perfection the world has not yet seen. You have the power yet to do what seems impossible. We knew this once, but we forget. Now it seems improbable. Know that God is your prosperity, the Most High your defense. Against the slings of carnal mind, tell error. Get thee hence. Believe and know that God is all. Though evil appears real, evil is fear, illusion, doubt. All good is meant to heal. Be you made whole this instant now. The Christ Spirit is alive. Reclaim your wholeness. Good is all. Arise, live, love, and thrive. And below that I have these few lines. I am the rich child of a loving father, and I demonstrate this richness now in all aspects of my life. And so it is. You see, I know that our riches are not confined to monetary ownership.
Please say that again.
I know that our riches cannot and will never be confined to how much money we have, how
you
much
know,
we are able to go to this place and that place. It is the gift of a smile, the gift of a caring, the gift of a recognition of the right of another human being to walk on the planet, the gift of service, the gift of not hating, the gift of not wanting what is not yours, the gift of having what you do have and enjoying it.
And sometimes the gift of good health,
the
gift of peace on the inside,
always.
The gift of wisdom and understanding.
Definitely.
The gift to be able to solve some of the mysteries in our lives. And to me, that represents the greatest wealth. And yes, we do need money in order to purchase things and to make life comfortable.
Right.
But the greatest gifts, I had a spiritual teacher who impinged upon my mind that anytime, Norma, you are asked to pay for something with money, you have truly, truly, truly been blessed because to be able to give it away and open up space so that you can receive even more is a blessing.
Definitely.
He said, any time when the blessing comes, you know, one of the things he taught me was, if you loan money, he says, Norma, to someone who cannot repay you, celebrate. Because the universe has got to repay the debt. And when the universe repays the debt, it might add 10 more years to your life.
Quite right. I mean, I know that. I know that feeling.
It may allow you to live in quotation marks until the moment you pass.
And that is so true in the sense that, I owe a lot of people a lot of things. I owe some money. But again, the universe balances all of these in ways that we are not even conscious about many times.
Yes.
And you are held in judgment because someone says, well, I had to lend you money and, what happened? You have no ambition today. But then the point is that some of us are employed and some of us work. Some of us are employed and do not work. Some of us work and we are not employed.
Now, that sounds like a riddle and a mystery.
Well, it sounds paradoxical, but that is the way the universe works. Work. We all do some kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be paid in the way we expect, but the universe rewards us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
certainly does. Certainly does, and my life is a testament to that.
A huge testament to that.
Mm-hmm. But I just like the way you highlight, for example, the gift of service.
Yes, the gift of service.
In my own life, I think that is the greatest blessing God has bestowed upon me.
And,
the opportunity to be of service.
And not only that, the quality of our serving sometimes is not real service.
Mm-hmm. Food for thought, as they cue us out.
The quality of our serving is not always serving.
Always. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101, and I'll be back with my guest, Hollis Lashley, Spiritual Meditation.
taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101, and my guest today is Hollis Lashley, author of the book, Gifts from the Heart. And he has been sharing some excerpts from his book, and we have been having lively conversation about the meaning of some of these amazing lines that he has penned and put into the world. So, here we are at the last segment of our program, and which poem do you want to leave with us today?
Well, first I'm going to just say that I am very thankful to have been given these messages. Let me not take credit for it personally, because when I sit down and I read some of the words that come through me, I acknowledge the fact that there is something much greater than me in the universe that impels me to put these words together, because I can't consciously sit down and do that of myself. And so, in that realization, I would like to leave the listeners with my good. And when I say my good, I'm speaking about the possibility of this being translated as my good for each and every one of us individually. My good always knows my address. Already it knows my name. My good is part of who I am, but seeks me all the same. Always I'm immersed in the good. It is infinite mind. God is my good, and God is all. To this truth, I'm resigned. My good flows to me effortless. It comes from spirit's realm. My cup is filled to overflow. My good does overwhelm. Every part of me is of the good, reflective of God's love. In the image of divinity, good stuff. That's what I'm made of.
What a beautiful reminder. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
What we are all
made of. Yes, man.
Yeah. How do you envision this volume of spirituality? How do you envision it touching the world?
Well, let me put it this way. Have faith, will travel.
Have faith. Will travel.
That is, you know, long ago, you know, you had a program called Have Gun, Will Travel.
Yeah.
So you want to be hired as a gunslinger? I want to be... I want to be given the opportunity to share these conversations with as many people as possible.
In as many communities.
As many communities as possible, because it is not a usual conversation. And so when I'm out there and when I have the opportunity, I'm going to share this. I'm going to be doing my book signings. I'm going to be visiting some of the communities and my friends. And already these processes are in motion. It is happening. I am hearing from different folks, and things are being set up. And I know that it's not necessarily going to be set up in the traditional way, but these words and these gifts are going to find the people who can use them beneficially.
And I want to remind my listeners, or I want to share with my listeners, the fact that it is quite a unique experience to watch Hollis perform some of his work. And if you have an opportunity and he's doing a book signing in your community, I would surely encourage you to have the experience and feel the love and feel the joy that flows with a live reading from gifts from the heart. Now, Mr. Lashley,
how
can my listeners get in touch with you? How can they purchase this book?
Well, there are a number of ways. Number one, I am available at 202-299-8638.
Repeat that again, please.
Yeah, I can be reached at 202-299-8638. I also have a website called hollislashley.com. Right now it is in its simple stage, but it's going to be expanded later on. Hollislashley.com, rather. You know, I am doing a little bit on Facebook. Not a lot yet, but I'm developing these means of communication where I can be reached. And if people remember the name xlibris.com, you can go to xlibris.
Spell that for us, please.
X-L-I-B-R-I-S, xlibris.com. They are the publishers of the book, and it is also available on their website. And just remember the name Gifts from the Heart, and you can get it to read. I also am willing, you know, anybody call me, they want a copy, I have copies available, I'll find a way to make sure that you get a copy, you know.
Okay, so I'm hearing W, if you can go directly to the publisher and purchase books.
Yes.
www.xlibris.com. www.xlibris.com, where you can get on that website and you can order.
You can order
Gifts from the Heart by Hollis Lashley.
Or you can go to hollislashley.com and you still can access the book and order that way too.
I understand there's an ebook that is available too.
Oh yeah, we have ebooks, we have soft covers, we have hard covers. The ebook is $10, you download it and you get it immediately. So that's another quick way of getting access to the work.
Okay. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today and sharing insight that is behind such a wonderful compilation of positivity, such a wonderful compilation that reminds us of who we are, the divine and the beauty and the generosity of the spirit that powers us. And I want to thank you for your work on the planet. I want to thank you for your sharing. I want to thank you for being you. And I want to thank you on behalf of my listeners for taking time out of your very busy schedule and to share with us some of the uniqueness that has touched your heart and which you have put pen to paper to share with the world. And I want to offer God's blessings in your development and your teachings and the sale of this volume. And don't take too much time between the first and the second.
Well, certainly not. what I am going through here is a learning process so that the next time I'll be better prepared to have the work out there. And also, let me say thank you tremendously. A lot of people may not know, but over the years, I've shared some of these in the circle, in your group, and that too has been one of my learning experiences that I keep on treasuring. I'm always willing to work with you to do whatever we can to help to raise the energy level of this planet. And most importantly, I am joy-filled at this aspect of who I am, my life, the sharing, and everything else. And it is as much for me as anybody else out there to learn from these experiences. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on your program. And again, whenever you need my energy and services, feel free.
Well, thank you. You are so gracious, and I thank you very much. And to my listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Know that this, you can come back to this episode and take time. There is much, I feel, that is locked in here, much that is spiritual teaching that is locked in this program. So I will encourage you to come back to the archives and listen again.
Yes, ma'am.
And to remember, walk softly, gently on the planet. For we each of us argued for our right to be here. Now that we are here, it is our birthright to be happy, to be at peace. Until next week, make a joyful week. Reverend Norma.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.